Choose your words wisely.
No, no, I will.
The more we came closer to actually getting the room together, it was special to me because I wanted it to be our stories. I wanted it to not be the assumption of our experiences.
Like, how are these women evolving just as women and as friends, bigger than relationships with men? Where do we see them going?
I think there's something very authentic about the show. Very often in this industry, not always, we have other people telling our stories and imagining what our stories are. And I think what's genuine is it's our firsthand experiences. It's about who we are, and it's not anyone else writing for us.
You know, who knows black females better than black females?
Guess who's going to be on the cover of Black Sweat Magazine?
Even though, like, we're all women, black women, and we can relate to each other, we're from totally different places, so it's like we come in with different ideas and perspectives.
I've always liked the idea and the concept of humanizing black women. I really, really wanted to bring about some real true-to-life African-American women characters and what the journey is of dating.
We're friends, that's what friends do. And if I'm not gonna sleep with him, I might as well set him up with a decent woman.
I brought the idea to D'Angela, who's a program executive at TV One, and she was excited about changing the face of TV One and bringing in something they had never had before.
This.
She said, we want something fly, we want something fresh. So I wrote a script and had four characters, and it was about their dating lives, and D'Angela said, that's nice. But who is this born-again virgin character?
So this born-again virgin thing is like a real thing? It's not your writing gimmick or something like that?
No, it's no gimmick. It is very, very real.
Me choosing these women was significant because I've worked with a few of them. And so I knew what they could do. Aisha and Valencia I've probably known the longest. And I saw them grow up and bloom as writers. And I listened to them. Where in some rooms they may not have been heard, I listened to them and I knew they had a strong voice.
I don't know how far you can go.
How exciting is it for me to get a showrunner, and when you look at her background, she writes jokes for Wanda Sykes, you know, or Chris Rock calls her up.
I knew it was hard out there, and I knew the rooms were getting smaller and wider. So it was basically me bringing on the people I knew deserved a chance.
There's a certain way we as black women get written. We always have an underlying struggle or underlying sense of pain for me. And then there's sometimes I get to watch television and I just see other ethnicities and I just see the freedom in it. Yeah, they go through experiences, but they don't have to stay in the hurt.
Listen, Angel, the decision to reclaim my virginity, it wasn't an easy one. I decided to do it because I wanted to seek meaningful, loving relationships rather than just another night of fun. You know, once you go there, you can't go back.
I really wanted women who believed in love, had not been hurt so bad that they couldn't believe.
All I'm trying to say, sweet little girl, please don't wake up in your 30s and realize that you were something worth waiting for. 'Cause you are. Okay, Auntie Jenna go night-night now.